For DC's favorite DC music podcast, Hometown Sounds, I'm Paul Vodra.
I'm Tony Parecco.
And it's dance party time.
Sounds podcast, where we show you how DC rocks. That's a brand new band called Brutalism with a track called Friday Night, parens, Home Invasion, close parens.
Nice. Brutalism, of course, going to Wikipedia very quickly here. Brutalist architecture was a movement in architecture that flourished from the 50s to the mid 70s. And there are many examples of brutalist architecture in Washington, D.C., including the Hubert Humphrey Building, which is headquarters of the Health and Human Services Department. So there you go. It's a D.C. tie right there. And it's a freaking awesome band.
Thanks, Paul. Okay. So the vocalist of that band, that Zach Carter of the band Drunk Tigers, who are kind of on a hiatus right now, and that is, you know, some scrappy indie guitar rock right there. So it's really funny that now he's like singing over this EDM stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so the backstory here. Zach and two other guys were in a punk band in college, but in the words of the late LCD Sound System, they have sold their guitars and bought turntables. Okay, and this is crazy exciting. Wasn't that so much fun? They have some great press material. There's a photo. Zach is wearing like a WMZQ t-shirt, the DC area pop country station, terrestrial radio station.
Yeah.
No podcast.
No. And the other two guys in that band are Ben Bruno and Gavin Holland. And many people probably know the name Gavin Holland. He's a very, very well-known DJ in town. He used to do the Nouveau Riche party with Steve Starks and Nacy from the band Mizun.
Where are we headed next, Paul?
So next we have another new band. New bands coming out everywhere. This band is called Parkway. It's spelled PKWY. We all know that that's Parkway. The song we've picked is called It's All Right. It's the first track from the new EP, which is called The Fire. Came out January 15th. You can pick that up on Bandcamp for a few bucks. It's a collaboration between vocalist Emily Ahrens from the Baltimore-based electro-pop duo White Life, who are now known as Wife with a W-H-I-F-E. So they just sort of merged those two words together. We all do that sometimes. And also producer Jamal Samuel, who we have featured previously on the podcast as Terracotta Blue, puts out a lot of electronica, down-tempo, chill stuff. We featured a track from him way back in October 2012. It's kind of crazy that this podcast has been going that long. I love it. So this is brand new stuff. It's All Right.
Seeming helpless momentarily. Yeah. Are you ready? Yeah. Are you ready? Yeah. Are you ready?
Are you ready? Yeah.
Yeah. Are you ready? Yeah. Yeah. Are you ready? Yeah.
Paul, you were mad vibing to that one.
Man, I'm loving this podcast. This is my kind of music starting this off. That was a really, really great track called Are You Ready? And that is by Congo Sanchez featuring Brittany Tanner. So that was from the full-length album Dealing With This, which came out back in November on Herb Records, which is a San Diego-based record label. That is a project of Jeff Franca, who is a drummer who's played with both CI and Thievery Corporation. Really amazing drummer. I've seen him play. So good. So now Congo Sanchez is a trio with Flex Matthews, who we featured on a podcast last week. Flex Matthews is everywhere, that guy.
Green Line.
Love
that
it.
Track.
Yeah. And also Hail Supreme, who apparently a year ago was a GW student and now has taken time off to tour with Congo Sanchez and Thievery Corporation. And that sounds like a good deal to me. So as I said, the song features DC singer-songwriter Brittany Tanner. So I want to read to you. This is interesting. On the Herb Records Bandcamp page for this album by Congo Sanchez, there's info pages on each track, and each track has like a paragraph of text about it. And I want to read to you a little bit about what somebody has decided to write about this track.
Read to us, Paul.
Are You Ready introduces the soulful voice of the girl next door, Brittany Tanner. Brittany's vocals are longing for love, and not just of any kind. She is thirsty for fresh culture, for love of time well spent, and feels as though her music can open the eyes of people blinded by her society's agenda. She wants desperately to give her love to somebody, but struggles to find a like-minded mate, so she puts her energy into music in belief that following her passion will lead her to the true love she seeks. The verse recited by Congo ties the message together and further calls out the mindless repetition of a society blinded by the dollar. So in case you were wondering what that song was about, I think that paragraph has explained it to you.
Mind equals blown.
So the one last thing I wanted to tell you about Congo Sanchez is that he recently shed his trademark dreadlocks to raise money for fighting childhood cancer in an Indiegogo campaign in memory of his younger brother who died of a rare childhood cancer. And I mean, you know, you could tell with these Jamaican influence guys, dreadlocks are a really big deal, and it was definitely part of his persona. So that was a really big deal when I saw that on Instagram that he had shorn those off. So amazing stuff. Really good album. Very, very diverse. I mean, when Congo Sanchez put out like an EP of maybe a couple years ago, it was very chill, down tempo stuff. And I saw him play live, and he was playing drums like crazy. And then that track was, you know, like a two-step dance track. So there's just a lot of stuff going on there. I really, really like that. So, Tony, we're going to change up the vibe here.
We're going to really change it up. You were a real downer just a second ago.
Yeah.
Talking about Congo's brother.
Right.
So it's only fitting that we kind of take it down a notch right now. Okay. We are going to go to a track from a singer-songwriter. The artist's name is Letitia Van Zandt and the Bonafides. This is a track called Rising Tide. Letitia Van Zandt, it's the performance name of a one Sandy Robeson. And I want to talk to Sandy. And here's why. Because this is a track from her new record called Parts and Labor. And it is so chill and laid back. Like, I don't know if she has an awesome therapist, like a life coach. She's just like doing some cowgirl yoga or just maybe smoking some dank ass weed. Like, I don't know. But you know, it's really, really mellow. But I mean, when I say mellow, like country mellow. And I was just reflecting on this track and I was like, am I bored? No, I'm not bored. It's just a lot slower than a lot of the really, really like fast guitar rock I listen to. And I was like, oh wow, there's a whole nother way that you can like do music. Okay, I read that this album, Parts and Labor, it focuses on stories how our economy affects the people and places that we hold dear. See, all right, that sounds like it's like a whole like working man theme. But when I hear that, I just hear like, oh, the economy gets you a job and then you can come home and put your feet up and like drink an RNEP. Anyway, Tisha Van Sant and the Bonafides, they have a release show for this record on February 28th at Gypsy Sally's, and they are playing with Sam McCormley of Fellow Creatures, of Ugly Purple Sweater, and the River Breaks. And that is really cool, because the River Breaks, they have some members spread out geographically, so this is a rare opportunity to see them, and they are really excellent. So this is Rising Tide.
Wanna find a man who made them. vision for fresh air and clarity. I was a boy when I broke her heart. I wish I could take back that old ugly part of us, but I'd never ask to go back to the start. All of these scars make us who we are. Made her a name that's been sewn on my heart. Still all I can think when I lay down to rest is how much I'm missing her head on my chest. A sensible heart, 29 minus 3, in search of somebody to bury me. I'm looking for someone to bury. I'm no dove. That don't mean we won't fit perfect in love. The truth is, when pushes have become shoves, she's something I wanna be part of. She's someone I wanna be part of. When I'm soaked in blood, sweat and spit from this work, when all I can smell is her hand on my shirt.
Was just so much fun. I cannot stop giggling at that song, and I mean that in the most positive way. That was Uptown Boys Choir with a track called Bury Me. Okay, Uptown Boys Choir, it's the project of a one Kevin D'Souza, who's actually really a professional bass player by training, but there's this whole other side to him. He's this very thoughtful songwriter. He's always been a big Death Cab fan, and it's kind of what comes out on this EP. It's kind of like Ben Gibbard with a farmer's tan. Anyway, if you go to his show, which you should, you are actually kind of paying to be a part of his band because he enlists you in terms of performing. Now, I think that that's actually just kind of a cynical way of saying, like, no, it's just this communal experience of everyone getting together and singing some songs, just like back in the old days. But it is a lot of fun. You will stomp, you will clap, you will sing harmonies. It's really, really nice. Anyway, that was a track from his upcoming EP that's called Tied Tight. Tied like you might tie your shoe. And that is going to be out early this spring. And you should go see him when you can. He's often a part of the Nine, that whole crew. Sometimes he plays bass in some really fun projects. I saw him play bass one time in a Cake tribute set with Derek Avery, and that was a lot of fun.
Nice.
Anyway, I think we're just about wrapping up this show, aren't we, Paul?
That is true. So it's time to remind everyone that you can subscribe to this podcast in all of the podcast apps and services. So please do that if you like this. Rate us in that store. That'll help other people find out how awesome we all are. We're on all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Vine at Hometown Sounds every day, mostly. We play a music video on the website, so check that out or listen to our 24/7 music stream at hometownsoundsdc.com. And if you want to submit DC music to Hometown Sounds, sponsor the station, or any other communications
just say
with
hi.
Us, just say hi.
And by the way, we love fan mail. We read it. We talk about it.
Oh, yeah. It's we share great. It. It's awesome. So the email address is dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. And of course, please support the musicians you've heard on this podcast by buying their music
and seeing them play live
all around town. Now, Tony, you go see a lot of shows. I go see a lot of shows too. But what shows have you been seeing lately that were pretty awesome?
Paul, I've been getting out and just having a lot of fun. Last week, I saw Bells and Hunters. I saw Warm Sun and Redline Graffiti at the Paper House. I saw the French Admirals and Exit Vehicles at Rock and Roll Hotel. The weekend even before that, I saw Electric Grandmother at the Bathtub Republic. I cannot get enough.
Wow.
I am out. You will see me.
Yeah.
Come hang out. Give me a high five.
Nice. I have been hibernating. And in fact, over the last weekend, I took a trip to New York City with my parents.
That's not hibernating.
No, that's definitely not hibernating. That is definitely being out in the world. But my parents really like Broadway shows. So I saw a few Broadway shows, one of which I really liked. The Curious Incident, The Dog at Nighttime, it was good. And I saw It's Only a Play with Matthew Broderick, and all the Broadway zingers went right over my head. So I'm really excited to get back to seeing some DC music, because that's where my heart is, and yours too.
Yeah.
So what's the last song in this podcast, Tony?
Okay, the last track that we're going to hear today on the Hometown Sounds podcast, it's from the North Country. It's called The Cross We Bear. It's the single from their upcoming release, There Is Nothing to Fear, which is out on April 20th. This is an excellent record. I am all about it. There's some really rich and lush arrangements. The violin flourishes are really, really nice. Now, this is a peppy little number. I like to take this one on me when I'm on the treadmill. It helps me feel good, get my run on, and afterwards I go have myself like a Skinny Cow ice cream sandwich.
Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Paul.
See you next time.
We bear because it's getting harder to know. It's the load we share, watching it all move so slow. It's the space between what is and what isn't yet. Washed away when we remember to forget. It's the faces of the people with whom everything changed. The regret you feel for not taking more of the blame. Shirt they wore that you never returned. It's the chances lost at the cost, to the bridges crossed, irrevocably burned. She doesn't feel so goddamn alone.